Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's snowing outside. Yay, it's snowing. It's so beautiful. Hi, I'm just like hanging out with my dad, telling my dad that it's snowing outside.
Oh my, future meteorologist.
It's snowing, Dad. It's oh, she's the cutest baby winter.
She is.
Oh, looks like we lost Paul, but I think he wants me to talk more about the snow. And baby winter is right. It is snowing outside and it is so beautiful. I even texted my son today. I said, babe, this is perfect snowboarding weather. I feel like I should get our boards and go climb the hill that is across the street from us because that, it's just right there. And it is, David, you know, this snow, it's light, it's fluffy, it's pushable with your board.
I know.
I'm sorry if you're driving in it, but it's good snow. That's some nice snow.
Yeah.
Paul's having just a couple technical difficulties. We'll get him back on in a minute. But of course, we're leading with snow. We want to hear from you as well. These are the days we rely on you. Eyes and ears out on the roads for traffic and totals, of course. You can always text or call at 651-461-9226. We're going to be sprinkling your calls and your texts throughout the show. What does your snow globe look like? What does it look like outside of your house, outside of your window? How are you dealing with the snow today? I got an email earlier today from my kid's school. They got out early. My kids go to public school here in the metro, and they got out an hour early. I believe they were released at like 1:30 or something like that. So, of course, I tracked my son all the way home. He went home to his dad's house today, and I tracked him, and he's like, Mom, I'm home. I said, great. Thank God. I said, don't leave. And I said, how was the driving? He said, not great. So I'm glad they don't have those big teenage muscles where they think they are untouchable when it comes to driving in the snow. As beautiful as it is, and as much as we live in Minnesota and understand it, we still have to respect it, that it could be quite dangerous. So Paul will be on in just a minute. We'll update totals. We'll talk about what to expect for the rest of the afternoon. It's certainly tapered off outside of my window here in St. Louis Park. So it's coming down on and off, but it's
sure
tapering. That's what I can see.
Oh, feedback.
Are you back?
Sure. Are you there? Hello?
Are you back? Can welcome you to now? The show, Paul.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You were doing quite well without me. I'm just an observer on my own show. But did you sum up the weather? I don't have to answer any questions.
I did not. All I said was that my kid's school was released early today because of the roads. Activities are canceled tonight. So we had some meeting about, you know, a sports team that he's on. That's canceled tonight. But it looks like it's tapering off outside of my window. That is as far as I go for reporting the weather.
Yeah. No, that's Very, very good. You get a gold star.
Thank you.
The accumulating snow is pretty much winding down. It was coming down pretty hard there for a few hours. We had heavy snow in the metro. The heavy bands backed up and lingered right over the metro midday and early afternoon. But I think most spots, 3 to 5, a few spots, maybe 6 inches, real light powdery stuff. But I'm encouraged by what I see next week with a run of 30s and maybe some low 40s. I know people are pretty sick and tired. We didn't have a true polar vortex this year. You know, last year we had 12 nights in a row below zero, 4 days below zero. The highs never got above zero.
Yes.
Hasn't been that bad, but it's been consistently cold ever since the holidays. Just a few glimmers of thawing temperatures. So, yeah, we're due for a change in the pattern. It appears to be kicking in this weekend, and next week I think we'll all be breathing easier. But 17 inches up in Duluth, DJ.
Wow.
Boy, Spirit Mountain, Lutzen. Oh.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. And even, I mean, the local resorts, the skiing is going to be
Afton.
Phenomenal right through the weekend.
We like snowboarding up in Afton, absolutely. There's going to be great snow no matter where you go if you have tomorrow off. And hope it's going to be around for the weekend, though, right, Paul? It's
going
to stay cold.
Oh, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. But next week, as the week goes on, it's going to get kind of mushy and slushy with daytime highs above freezing at least 5-6 days next week. So it... Next week will feel like March. Today feels like January, but things are about to turn here, and I'm encouraged.
This is a great day. I know we want to talk. We have so much to jam into the show today. We are going to talk Ukraine in just a moment. We have a professor from St. Thomas. We are going to speak about the crisis that is happening there. But this is a great day for sports, I thought. The U.S. women. Soccer players have agreed to settle a lawsuit for equal pay, which is fantastic. And this other crazy story out of St. Louis Park in New Prague. In wake of racist incidents, St. Louis Park High School says it will not compete against New Prague. And the only reason I say that it's a great day for sports is that because racists suck. Racist people are horrible. And the fact that St. Louis Park is standing up and saying, we will not tolerate your racist behavior, and we will do that through sports because that is their platform, I applaud that. I think it's great. And I think it's a great day to stand up against racism. So St. Louis Park, you go.
Absolutely. And George, some of these things, I mean, it's been happening for a long time, but now it's harder to get away with stuff, right? If you're a racist... It's going to come out. There will be video. There will be audio.
Especially when you yell it out loud at a sporting meet, at a basketball game. Yes, especially when your racism is said out loud because you're a moron and you yell racist taunts out loud. Yeah, that's going to come back to bite you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, looking forward to what comes next. The Ukraine. A lot of people fixated on rising gas prices, but there's another angle to this story. When the question comes up, well, how will this affect us here in the United States? You may be surprised, and it has to do with the food we eat every day. We'll have an update on that next. Yeah, crazy nights in Ukraine, especially southeastern Ukraine and much of eastern Europe. Well, all of Europe, really. Folks holding their breath, wondering what's going to happen. Are things going to escalate? By the way, Ukraine is a member state of the UN, of the United Nations. Russia actually basically said 28 years ago, we will respect your sovereignty in exchange for you giving up nuclear arms. There were at one point 2,000 intercontinental ballistic missiles stationed in Ukraine. Ukraine gave those up, gave those back to Mother Russia in exchange for some level of sovereignty. But now Ukrainians are under the gun, almost a third of Ukrainians ready to volunteer themselves to fight if Russia invades. And people say, well, you know, that's happening over there. How is this going to impact my life here in the United States? There's been a lot of focus on gas prices. But what about wheat prices? Professor Amita Joswell Dale is from the St. Thomas Opus College of Business. She's a business professor, and she is focused on how the Ukraine crisis could play out and impact America's food supply. Professor Joswell Dale, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What should listeners know, and what is sort of at the top of your list, and why wheat? Why would this affect the cost of wheat and products that derive from wheat?
Well, we live in a global context today in every way, whether it is food or oil or clothing, even things as simple as kiwis and bananas. So whatever is happening out there in Ukraine and Russia will affect us with our own food prices. Minneapolis is a big hub for consumer product goods industry, packaged foods. They use an abundant supply of grains, including wheat. So wheat prices will be affecting our own food prices. And certainly that affects our budget, our monthly, weekly budgets.
Professor Duswaldale, this is Jordana. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. When this escalation first began, and this is already months back, I remember doing some reading on Ukraine, and I had read that Ukraine was sort of the breadbasket of the region where it is situated. I had no idea that it was so prolific in the production of food, in the production of different kinds of food. Can you share a little bit with us what it's like on the ground in Ukraine? What are their exports? What are their what are they famous for? You know, what are people doing there? And again, that will also lead to help us understand these wheat prices.
Certainly. Ukraine indeed is the breadbasket. Ukraine and Russia together account for close to 29% to 30% of wheat exports. That is a huge number. And yes, obviously other parts of the world, whether it is our own backyard, the Red River Valley in Minnesota, Australia, China, India, and EU countries, they are also exporters of wheat. But however, we need this international inventory of any grain, including wheat, to be there to tell most companies that add value to the grain wheat, that make cornflakes, that make bread and pasta, what is out there available as they plan ahead, as they look at their pro forma and their procurement prices for the next quarter. So if something happens to that inventory, to that sense of what's available in the near future, it affects all food prices. So Ukraine, the Caucasus, around there, you do have not just wheat, but also a good supply of oil and gas. Many years ago, the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan oil and gas pipeline was put in place there to be able to supply the Western world with oil and gas. Now we have the Nord Stream, an extension of the network of oil and gas pipelines to do the same. So when the Caspian Sea region's oil and gas, the Ukrainian agricultural commodity wheat, when they are put in question due to conflicts of this nature, it not only affects their neighbors back in the EU next to them, but consequently, subsequently, as this continues, escalates, and perhaps gets to be a long-run affair, it will affect other parts of the world because we all rely on the global supply of these raw materials, on the global inventory of these raw materials. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Professor, you're a business professor, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, and yet when we talk about the macroeconomic implications of what's happening, we don't know. I mean, is Putin going to march? Are Russian soldiers going to march on Kyiv? Will mm-hmm. they be content just to hang out in those two breakaway republics in southeastern Ukraine? We don't know how mm-hmm. this is going to roll mm-hmm. out, but the markets do not like uncertainty, and the markets have been in a tough way here in recent weeks. And we already had inflation before all of this.
Yes.
So what are you concerned about when people say, well, how is this going to blow back, other than what you just talked about with food prices as well as gas prices possibly spiking? This is probably inflationary, right? I mean, this is going to help to drive up prices faster than they would otherwise.
Certainly, it will, and that's the immediate short run. But in the medium run, and perhaps also in the long run, there might be other changes. For example, you remember the oil crisis, the earlier oil crisis of the 70s, and how that led to changes in the way we manufacture and use our cars. That brought about major changes in the automobile industry. We might see changes of this elk, something similar, perhaps different, in the food and beverage industries, in the CPG, consumer packaged good industries. We might find substitutes for wheat, or we might find alternatives. It could be other grains, oats, spelt, corn, cassava, who knows, and then recipes and packaged foods might find a different way to address this problem if this continues. Already we are seeing changes in the food and beverage and the way our own food habits are concerned. So we might see some of these changes going forward. They may get accelerated or they may take a different path. We certainly have good amount of resources within the U.S. and we can rely on that for a while. And for all we know, this next growing season, we might have much more wheat under the acreage than we had earlier. But there will be changes. They might be slow and very subtle, or they might come really fast, depending on how the conflict develops in the next few weeks and months.
Okay.
That's a fascinating angle. And as a professor, then, looking at this, is that, because this could be, if we found alternatives to the wheat that we get from Ukraine, that could be devastating to the Ukrainian economy and the Ukrainian people and the region for its exports. But is that, as looking at it from 30,000 feet, which you are, is that the natural evolution of how conflicts like this evolve? Or could we see a country completely economically decimated because of this?
Well, you are right. Conflicts do make changes. Now, Ukraine, Russia together and individually had their weight in world markets where wheat was concerned. If that supply gets disrupted, if the oil and gas supply gets disrupted, we do find alternatives. And these two countries will have a tough time regaining their market share that they have lost due to this conflict. Now, will they themselves be able to change their raw material state later down the road instead of offering wheat? Will they be able to add value to the wheat and perhaps offer it somewhere below the down, instead of offering it downstream as raw wheat? Will they be able to do something with it and offer it slightly upstream with value added? Again, that's a development that they will have to look into. But as far as market share goes, it will be immediately affected. It might devastate them if that's the only two things they rely on for exports, which looks to be the case.
Okay.
Fascinating. Really, yeah. I guess I didn't think about those really long-term effects.
Yeah.
And I love change and evolution, but again, I wouldn't want it to be at the expense of the Ukrainian people yet. I don't know that any of us have a choice in that, in this matter. But thank you so much for this enlightening conversation, Professor Amita Jaswal Dale from St. Thomas Opus College of Business. We so appreciate your expertise on this. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Professor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And again,
I guess, Paul, I guess I feel naive not considering that this could completely change their exports and their economy, and things would look very different. I mean, it feels like it has much more grave repercussions now for the Ukrainian people.
It does. Yeah. Here we are, you know, talking about prices and wheat and gas.
Right.
People may be fighting for their lives here in the weeks and months to come. Yes. We don't know how this is going to play out. All we know, we're covering this 24/7. Here's an update from CBS News. Jor, who's this?
I love that he loves winter so much.
Jor, who is this? Let's see. Test your music. Who is that? Crank it.
The Doors?
Very good.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you might be a little too young
for that one. Sounds like Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Well, a little. It sounds like Jim Morrison, though. That's pretty specific. It's Jim Morrison, right?
Yeah, he has a unique voice, doesn't he? Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So the texter making me laugh, by the way. And you can send me text because I generally don't read it, but I'm reading it today. Okay. 651-461-9226. Send us a text because today is the day where we have to communicate about weather and keeping each other safe. Hey guys, as far as the snow goes today, this texter writes, those of us driving in it are not going to receive a speeding ticket today.
Yeah, true. That's true.
And that is looking on the bright side. I like it.
And, it's interesting that the listener said that because intuitively you think there would be more accidents when there's heavier snow, but there isn't.
There might be. Oh, there isn't?
No, because people they have to slow down.
Yeah.
The problem, you know, fatal accidents increase exponentially with speed. The faster you're going, the greater the chance you'll get into trouble. So it's usually not the 3, 5, 7 inches. It's an inch of snow. And people say, hey, the roads aren't so bad. And they travel at the speed limit or faster than the speed limit, hit a patch of ice, and then realize they have no control and hit something going at 60. You hit something at 60, much bigger problem than hitting something at 20 miles an hour. So,
yeah, for sure.
Anyway, what else?
So share what your snow globe is looking like, 651-461-9226, which is WCCO, 651-461-WCCO. The texters write, guys, light snow and blowing good at Ridgedale. All right. The mall is a good place to be on a day like today. You want to be inside, somewhere warm, get a nice hot cup of cocoa, maybe an extra jacket. That's a good place to be. Jordan Paul, the sun is out in Elk River now. The snow has stopped falling. So, well, maybe we're wrapping up in Elk River.
Yeah. And you can call us, too, at that same number, 651-461-9226. Kind of like a big party line. You're too young for the party line phones when everybody...
I remember those. They were the 900 numbers, and it was like $1 a minute. Remember that? And people used to rack up these crazy, crazy phone bills. I was probably too young to call them because I was too afraid of my parents, too, to actually pick up the phone and make a charge. But I grew up in the days where my mother, if we had to make a long distance call, it was 15 minutes tops because then it was too expensive. So she would time you if you were making a long distance phone call. And you always did it on Sunday. On the weekends, I guess the rates were cheaper. But God, I feel old now saying that. I'm really not that old. I'm only 49, but I feel old saying that. But yes, I do remember party lines. Did you ever call one of those?
But wasn't the, I guess you and I have different definitions of party lines. When I say party line, I remember at my grandma's house when I was little, picking up the phone, and there was a different conversation going on from a different family that was on the same phone connection. So like we shared phone lines with other families and and you had to take turns. That's what I mean by party line. Yeah.
No.
So
nope.
Back
nope. Those of us who grew up in the 80s remember those late night commercials where it was like, ooh, hot girls wanting to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Call 900-666-6666. And then you'd call and, you know, it was, I don't know if it was phone sex, but it was people would talk on the phone and it was a bunch of people, whoever wanted to call into the line. And they would talk. It was like social media these days. It was a hangout. It was a, you know, a FaceTime, a Google Duo, but it was on the phone. But you had to pay. So it was $1 a minute if you wanted to talk to other people.
So it was a precursor to Facebook, right? You just talk to people and...
Which is sad. Yes. At least Facebook's free. Did that.
Yeah, well...
No? That wasn't
No,
for
I
you.
Don't think I did that. Did you do that? Did you call in?
Remember, I was too afraid of my parents. I was too afraid to spend money or call because, of course, you'd get caught because they'd see the bill and they were super cheap. And, you know, there's no money for party lines, ridiculousness. I would get in serious trouble if that ever happened. So, no, I never had the full party line experience, but I remember seeing the commercials for sure.
George, did you have an AT&T, one of those trim line phones that came in like olive green and beige? Do you remember the AT&T phones? They all looked alike. They were all the same phones.
Yeah.
The landline phones.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then did you get one of those big, those massive cell phones, those brick phones that came out back in the 80s?
When they first came out?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Not in the 80s, but in the 90s when on my first TV job, my first job when I was a reporter.
Was it a brick? Big one?
And it came in like, it zipped, you had to zip it out. It came in like a carrying case.
We thought we were so cool with those brick phones. Oh, my goodness. God help us.
A couple more texts I want to get to. Hold on one sec. Guys, 6 inches or yada, yada, yada in metrics in Champlain. 3 inches in St. Cloud. 20 minutes north, it's tripled. Excuse me.
Oh,
sorry for the sneeze.
You.
I don't have a sneeze button here.
That one showed up on Doppler.
See.
Wow, that was a bad
right,
one.
We have about 6 inches in Minneapolis. The snow has stopped and the sun is out. Yeah, that's about right. Where is Tim Lambert? Tim Lambert.
Tim Lambert.
Not with us today, I guess. Tim, where is Tim Lambert? Where is Tim?
We don't know where
Should
Tim
we call
is.
Him?
He's stuck
where
in traffic.
Tim Lambert. He's not
no,
on
He's on tomorrow,
today.
Right? He's coming on tomorrow, DJ? Okay.
Tomorrow.
Good.
Tomorrow. Okay. But thank you for asking. We appreciate you missing him. We miss him, too. Hey, guys, cops don't want to get out of their nice warm cars to write us tickets. Yeah, I know. I get it.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Blame them. And they write, Paul is right, yes, on the party line. So people are familiar with your party line.
Yeah,
not
I'm
necessarily
dating myself.
Mine.
I don't care. Yeah.
Just a couple more. We're in Duluth watching the cats and our kids in Fort Myers. Not fair.
Ooh.
I just shoveled 24 inches of snow from the front steps in Duluth.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Heavy hey, guys, gritty. In the early 80s, I had to wait until 11 p.m. to call my girlfriend long distance. It was cheaper after 11. Yes. Yes. That is true. That is true. This texter says in Wyoming, still windy, but the snow has stopped and the party line had different rings. I don't remember the rings.
Yes. I do I vaguely remember that now.
Okay.
Huh.
So we got two themes
right.
here, snow and party lines.
Party lines. Yeah.
Let's keep it
Somebody
going.
Somebody bring back the party lines. CB radio. But, let's get on to CB radio. Oh, God.
But just think about the technology, guys. I mean, right? I'm saying you have to do $1 a minute to get on the party line. Paul is saying he shared
yeah.
a phone line.
That's
we,
how poor
you know, we
were.
All
we
of us,
shared a phone line,
us,
okay? Don't judge.
All of us lived through dial-up. And now we have these devices in our hands where we can stream live video and you can see somebody that is around the world
yeah, yeah.
from you in real time.
I know.
I am in awe of the time that we live in. What an amazing day and time this is to be alive.
That said, put your phone down. Just put your phone down. Walk away
amazing.
From your phone.
Not if people are listening to us on the Odyssey app. You can stream WCCO radio. I mean, it's what an amazing time to be alive.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break because we are late. With that, we will leave you. And when we get back, I was about to say, why do Minnesotans wear shorts in the snow? But that's
nope.
for next hour. We'll hear a couple of late night clips to make us laugh.
Start off by wishing everybody a happy President's Day. Or as the GOP would say, no, it's not, because the pillow guy has evidence of millions of illegal days hacked into the calendar by dead Hugo Chavez. The question is, obviously, every year, which president are we celebrating? Check your local diner placemats, because depending on which state you live in, the day could honor the first president, the first and third presidents, the first and 16th presidents, or all presidents. But as a traditionalist, I believe today we honor George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Rutherford B. Mattress Sale.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So good. And we learned a lot about President's Day yesterday from Ken Davis. So
yeah.
knowing that it was really George Washington's birthday, not really President's Day, but it's been, I don't know, sort of it's materialized into a lot of other stuff.
If you and I ever go to a party on President's Day, we are going to be so popular. I mean, we're going to have trivia, good gossip. Maybe not.
Here's what I'm learning, though. What I'm learning is that we should really be talking about party lines, because that's what the folks on the text line are talking about, Paul.
Yeah.
And they say, yep, Paul is right. Hold on. Party line, where were you? Hold on, sorry. There were 14 families using one phone line in our rural neighborhood in the 70s.
14.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a lot.
I do remember it. So it was a big deal to get your own mm-hmm. phone line, your own phone mm-hmm. number, and not have to
Must
share
have been rich.
It. We have come a long way. Hey, I think we also have a clip from Jimmy Fallon talking about Russia.
Well, guys, the big story right now is that the U.S. is all but certain Russia is going to invade Ukraine. As we speak, Putin is flipping a coin like heads I invade, tails I invade shirtless. Putin's about as undecided as when a server asks if you want a side salad or fries. You go, I think we know what I'm going to get. Ukrainian troops have been standing out there for months waiting for the invasion. Soldiers are like, we're freezing out here. And then the skier from Finland is like, you don't know what freezing is. Let's just be honest.
Ouch.
That was the frozen penis guy.
Yeah. Is that forever going to be his claim to fame?
Awful.
Hey, aren't you that guy? Huh?
So
the icy
awful.
Schwanstucker? Yeah. Poor guy.
So bad for that guy.
Poor guy.
I know, and he didn't even win or anything. My gosh.
Oh, man.
One of the texters says, yeah, God, it's cold outside. My unit froze. It will come back like the iguanas in Florida. They're falling out of the trees because they're so cold in Florida.
Oh, man. That's cold. That's cold.
So the question is, why do Minnesotans wear shorts in the winter? We will explore this burning truth. When we get back from the break, the news is next on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.